Welcome to the Postpartum University podcast, where we support you and your provider in understanding the science, the art, and the sacredness of healing after birth. I'm Miranda Bauer, your host, your postpartum nutrition specialist and homesteading mom with four wild kids. It's time to get you the holistic, whole body healing that works. Hey everyone, it's Miranda Bauer. Welcome to the Postpartum University podcast. And today I have a very special guest. Her name is Krista Lockwood. And Krista is someone who I have been with in the social media world for quite some time. We've been connected for a while. I've been watching her and her business grow and just listening to her speak about what she is ever so passionate about, which is decluttering our homes and creating a lifestyle that really is built on the foundations of simplifying, about living easy, right? And how much of this do we really need in postpartum? I will tell you, a lot, right? We need simplicity. We need ease. And so I invited Krista on the show. And really, really, this is like the most perfect time, because I know that right now I am like spring cleaning, purging everything right now, trying to make my life easier. And so anyway, without further ado, I am welcoming Krista. She is the decluttering coach for moms, and she is going to teach us how to do this without having to be like a full-blown minimalist in a way that feels really, really good. So welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to get to talk to you. I know we've kind of been in touch through the online world for a couple or a few years at this point. Yeah, I'm really excited to finally get to talk to you and share with your people.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you got into this space, and particularly in your own experiences, because I know that you've got little ones yourself.
Yeah, I have five.
Five.
Yes, I have five. And so it started, I was actually born and raised in Alaska. And so was my husband. And in 2013, we decided that we were going to move to Florida because, as you know, Alaska is very tiny and he's an entrepreneur. And for his business specifically, he was like, it would be really nice to be in a big city so he could grow, because he's in insurance. And anyway, we decided to move from Alaska to Florida, and it's very expensive to ship your stuff. It also didn't make sense to leave it in a storage unit so far away. And so we moved with only one suitcase each. And at that time, we had three kids. And so I kind of discovered the magic of decluttering by accident when we moved. And we lived that way for about 4 years until we got pregnant again with our fourth baby. And I was a part of a due date group. If I'm sure a lot of you listening know what those are on Facebook, it's just a group where you're surrounded by a bunch of other people do at the same time as you. And after we had our babies, we were in the postpartum phase, and integrating into life is challenging. And a lot of the moms were like struggling with the laundry piling up and the dishes and just feeling like the walls were closing in on them inside of their own homes, because of the messes and the amount of work that it was taking to maintain their home. And we did this thing called house tours, where we showed each other our houses. And when it got to be my turn, they were all like, hold on, it's like, we all agreed that we would show our houses just as they are. Like, did you spend a whole bunch of time cleaning up? Where's your messes? Where is everything? And it was then that I started to realize that my house got really easy to maintain, not because I became like an expert task manager or housekeeper, but because we had a whole lot less stuff, definitely more than three suitcases. And I could just kind of see it very visually because of the house tours. I'm like, I don't have that much stuff anymore. I used to. And my first three kids, my postpartum phases were a lot more challenging because I was spending so much time just doing these, to be completely honest, pointless tasks. Like, obviously we have to do laundry and dishes, and our kids need toys, and we're going to clean up those messes. But it was taking up the majority of my time and also my mental space just thinking about it. And so when I started putting those pieces together, I was like, do you want me to show you how you can get rid of some stuff and still have enough, you know, without having to get rid of everything? And they were like, yes, please. And that's how it started. And I just have helped them and it's grown into what it is today.
What an incredible story. Like, that is very empowering to see and know that you have helped so many in this process. Yeah. And I will tell you that when doing this decluttering has been a life-changing scenario for myself. And I actually discovered this accidentally myself. And it was after a really big divorce. And I was super young and lived in Alaska, but you know, this is my home, but I had moved to Texas, which is where he was. So I had shipped all of our stuff. It was through the military. So it was super easy. But then when I came back, he was going to ship everything else, but the relationship went south and he had taken all of my possessions, everything. And I tell this story because it was at the time somewhat freeing to know that I didn't have all of this stuff on my back. And it was very nice to just be able to start fresh again. Now, I don't obviously recommend that scenario for everyone, right. But it was very freeing. And so moving that into my regular everyday life, you know, I am known as the purger. I am known as the person who gets rid of lots of things. We have an entire system in our house where I have, like, in our basement, we have like a basement area by the back door with a couple of bags that I consistently, you know, put there. And then I load them up every couple of weeks and take them to women's shelters and things like that. So it's a part of my lifestyle is to consistent, because things always come in, right? We're always dealing with the other things. And I notice how my mental and emotional and physical well-being is greatly impacted by the amount of stuff we have. Can you share a little bit more about that and speak to that? Because and postpartum and the years postpartum, running life with little ones, we have a lot going on mentally and emotionally and physically. How can this decluttering really support that and help us not feel that as intensely as we would otherwise?
Yeah. So one thing that I tell moms a lot of times is that you're not a bad mom and you're not a bad housekeeper, if that's something that matters to you. I always am like, housekeeper, like I'm so much more than just a housekeeper. But you know, you're not a bad mom and you're not a bad housekeeper. You just have too much stuff. And I was able to see that really clearly in my different postpartum experiences. Because in my first one, you know, with our first three kids, the first baby was okay. But then it compounds, right? The more kids you have, you get more stuff and it gets more expensive and you've got jobs and everything just piles up. And I remember feeling like I was the failure. And it was because I would look around my house and there was just so much to do all the time. Visually, it's very overstimulating. Like if you think about it, we have to process everything that we see, everything that we hear, everything that we touch, everything that we smell. And it's a lot. So when you're in your home and you're surrounded by all of this stuff, it's very visually overstimulating. And not only that, a lot of times those piles of clothes or those piles of stuff on your stairs or your nightstand or your dresser really just turn into mental to-do lists that occupy your mind and you don't have space for anything else. And you do start to think that something's wrong with you instead of looking around at your stuff and saying, if I just had less stuff to take care of, you would feel better. And it's really, you know, it sounds kind of like out there or woo-woo until you experience it. But after I had my fourth baby in our clutter-free house, I was able to have my three older kids, a dog. I was starting my business. My husband had a business. We had just moved across the country again. And most days for the first 3 months, I set a goal to just be able to sit and be with her and breastfeed her and take naps with her. And I was able to do that in my house. And it was so profound to me, especially because I was in that due date group with my other friends who were having the opposite experience of what I had experienced before. And yeah, I mean, it sounds so silly, but our clutter really does. It does trick us. It does like send these messages that we start to believe and internalize about ourselves. And it wears us down, makes us feel like something's wrong with us. And there's really not. You just need a whole lot less work inside of your home.
I love that. You just need a lot less work. And isn't that the truth, right? We spend so much of our time putting away all of the things. And we, as a culture, as a society, we are known as the consumers. We consume so much. We bring so much into our homes. And we have a multi-billion dollar industry right now in storage units for people who have outgrown their homes and are simply putting things away outside of their homes because they have so much things, right? Which occupy your brain space. And in postpartum, I will tell you that your brain changes dramatically. And so everything, like all of your senses, are very much on alert. They are highly activated. We're able to smell better. We're able to see better. We're able to feel more. And so it's very, and this happens as a means to keep us safe. It's a means to keep our baby safe. So when we're in a space that is full of clutter, our brain literally sends warning signs to us. Hey, that's something to watch out for. Hey, we need to pay attention to that. Hey, guess what? Like, that's something that we have to do. And you're constantly getting that over and over and over again. And so, you know, it's just one of those normal trigger responses that we have in our life, especially during postpartum. And if we are not cognizant and aware of this, can really take over and become things like depression and anxiety and intrusive thoughts. And rage, right?
Yeah. And I will say that with my second baby, I had a whole lot of that. And I just remember, and I'm on the tail end of having two under two again. I maybe it's just me, but I feel like having two under two, once the second one comes, it's just so much more intense than just one. Like, I was able to handle the first one all right without the intrusive thoughts. You know, I was tired and things like that. But the second one came and it's just like so much more intense. And the thing that really made it spiral for me with my first set of kids was that my house was overwhelming already. I had a lot of clutter. I needed support more than ever, especially after the second one. And it got to where I was like embarrassed to have people come over to my house because I'm like, they're going to see the messes. Like, it's just a lot more work for me to get my house ready before I invite people over because I don't want them to come over and be like, wow, like she's just kind of a mess, right? Which nobody would have thought that anyway, especially not my family and friends who cared about me, but that was how I felt. And so in addition to being overwhelmed by everything in my house, I started to isolate myself, which then amplifies all of those other negative things. And what I found with my postpartum experiences with my second set of two under two is that it was easier to accept help because I wasn't so consumed by like, oh my gosh, my house is a mess, or oh my gosh, I can't have people over because there's dishes in the sink from yesterday. It was just a lot easier to accept help and even a lot easier to give people jobs. You know, because I had some friends that were like, I'll come over and help you with the dishes or whatever. It was easy for me to do that because my house made sense. It was simple. I didn't really have to like micromanage. It was pretty easy to tell like where things went. And that was so helpful for me, that second round of postpartum.
I appreciate you sharing that so much because I know that we can all very much relate. If your postpartum years include depression, anxiety, fierce mood swings, broken relationships, and overwhelming guilt for the way you show up with your children, you are not alone. Learn more and join hundreds of mamas in the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness course and membership, a 12 weeks to whole body transformation experience. Go to www.postpartumu, that's postpartum, the letter u.com/reclaiming. Let's talk about this. Let's shift the conversation just a slightly here and talk about how we can declutter our homes. How do we ask for help for this? Because the thought alone for many of us in terms of getting rid of all of this stuff is quite overwhelming. Where do we begin?
There's two ways you can start. I recommend starting the simplest way, which is something that's very non-invasive, doesn't have a lot of sentimental attachments to it. A place like under your sink, like under your kitchen sink, or a spice cabinet, or a bathroom, you know, under your bathroom sink, where you can just kind of clear things out and let things go and experience what it feels like to let things go and realize it's not that scary. It's not that difficult. It's actually very easy. It feels very good. Like you said, even, you know, under the circumstances that you decluttered your stuff, like, you know, not under ideal circumstances, you said that you felt free, right? In some kind of a way, it makes you feel lighter. It makes you feel free. And so if you can give yourself that experience of feeling that relief in a way that, you know, doesn't require you to take away your kids' toys and upset them, or even go through your clothing, which can be kind of not a fun experience right after you have a baby, I recommend starting that way because you'll build momentum and it won't feel so daunting. Or if you have the energy and you have the time and the desire, start with whatever is going to have the most impact for you. So maybe that is your toys, right? Maybe it's the toys in your house. Maybe it's the laundry. It really depends on your personality. I think, like, for me, I just want to like do the hardest part first and just get it over with. Not everybody is like that. Some people prefer to start small and build up momentum that way. And then of course there are just seasons of your life where if you just had a baby, it's really not a great idea to take on a huge project like decluttering your garage. Start small.
And thank you so much for sharing that. And right now, I mean, let's be honest, we're in a very unique period in our life. We are in a space where we are home a lot more, especially during the COVID season. And now that that's lightening up a little bit, we're entering into there's war, you know, and we're unsure of what's going to happen in our world and where we stand in it and how safe we feel within it. And so there's a tendency to do what our grandparents have done and our great grandparents have done, which is to hold on to everything, because there is this unknowing of where am I going to be, especially with financial, you know, crisis that is looming around the corner. So how do we navigate getting rid of things, knowing that there is this uncertainty? Are we going to need the things? How do we go about doing that?
So this is a good question. And I don't know if it has a very simple answer, but if you're open to it, I can share my experience. Then I kind of want to ask you about yours. But when we left, and I'm not comparing either of our situations to a pandemic or the beginnings of a war. However, when my family and I moved from Alaska to Florida, we did it in about 4 weeks. We were leaving the only place that we had ever called home. We were leaving our entire family, both sides of our families behind. We were moving for a career for him that had potential, but no security. And I was leaving behind my business because I actually owned a small preschool up in Alaska and I was profitable. I had a wait list. It was secure and I knew what to expect and how much money I would be making. And we left that all behind. And not only that, we didn't bring anything other than a suitcase of clothes and a suitcase of toys. And I had absolutely no certainty or guarantees when we did that. I did have certainty that I would trust my husband and I to figure it out. That doesn't mean that I didn't feel afraid or even wonder if I was being slightly irresponsible by only having a suitcase of toys for my kids. But I was able to learn how to rely on my resourcefulness and my ability and my husband's ability to figure it out and to create something new and build something better. And what I learned was that that safety and security did not come from any of the piles of stuff in my house, even though in the moment when I was getting rid of everything, I was convinced that it was. I would cry every night on the phone to my husband, like, you're not the one here, because he moved to Florida before us, but you're not the one here getting rid of everything. Like, how are we going to have the money to replace this stuff? What are we going to do without this stuff? Like, our kids are going to be bored. They're going to be angry at me. We're going to have no one and nothing. And I, like, internally, it sounds dramatic, but I felt like we were going to starve and die without this stuff. And I learned that none of those feelings of comfort, security, resourcefulness come from our stuff. And if you're open to sharing, I don't know if you felt any of that either when you had your situation with your divorce, when you didn't have your stuff, right? I think there's comfort and security in being surrounded by what we've always been surrounded by, but it's not, it doesn't give us that feeling that we're looking for.
Yeah, there was definitely this mourning feeling, right? I had to mourn my belongings. And that had to happen before letting go, because I was forced into it. It wasn't something that I had the choice in doing. But I will say that, like, moving forward and living this lifestyle, and I'm certainly not the best, right? I feel that we have quite a bit of stuff, and I'm constantly going through it. And I have no earthly idea how in the world we can continue getting more things. Like, it's just mind blowing to me how much stuff can enter into a space in a short amount of time. But to be able to go through that process, to be able to fully let go of the things and kind of, you know, do the Marie Kondo thing where you like thank it for entering into your space and releasing it has been amazing, and allowing these things to go to other people. I will tell you, very recently, I had the option, well, a friend of mine who lives fairly close, her entire house burned down recently. And so we were doing our absolute best to support them in every way that we can. And one of the ways in which we did that was to go through a majority of our stuff. Our kids are, she's got four kids too. They're all about the exact same age as my kids. And so I was like, this is perfect, because we're in a space right now where we can really give. And we walked away yesterday. Like, I was so proud of my children, because they were like, yeah, we're going to give to people who need it. We're going to give this over to our friends. And there was no question whatsoever. But these are my toys, or I want this, or I'm not ready to let go of that, right? It was so easy to release. And so keeping this idea, like, you know what, there's other people who don't have the things that we do, right? And it would be great to allow them to take what we have too much of. I will say that, like, every single thing that I have come to release in the last year has been such a blessing, but I always come at it with the approach of, is this something I need? Is it something that brings me joy? And will I need it later? And the only thing that I have kept around that I probably don't need is all of our homeschool stuff. And so I nicely put those away in totes and set those in the closet. But I, you know, because we don't know, like, that's one thing I'm going to hold on to, but I don't feel bad for it. It doesn't feel like I'm breaking some minimalist rule or anything like that, right? I'm doing what's best for our family. And that feels really, really good.
Yeah. And that's really the whole point too, is have enough stuff to meet your needs without having so much that you're overwhelmed on an everyday basis.
Yeah. And because it's nice and a little tote, and I'm going to backtrack, nice and three totes that are not little, because we're talking a lot of homeschool stuff for kids. They're tucked away nicely in the closet though, so that I don't have to, you know, spend my time staring at them. They're not hanging out on the bookshelves and all over the floor or on the steps or anything along those lines. It's just easy to tuck it away in nice totes, so I can, you know, vacuum around it and move on and not have to think twice about it, knowing that it's always there.
Yeah. I think it's super important too, to keep those things that first of all, you just want to keep, right? And you do feel like serve your family in some way. It's not like we only have to keep the things that we use every day, or only have like one cup per person. Like, that said, to me, sounds like a nightmare.
I fully 1000% agree. So this isn't about like getting rid of everything. It's about the feelings that come with simplifying your home. How are you going to feel when things are a little bit lighter. And one of the suggestions that I have heard recently and absolutely love was the idea to, you know, maybe create an archive bucket, right? Or like a couple of archives. So you're not technically getting rid of it, but just store it away for a couple of months and see if you miss it.
Yeah, we do the archive, like an archive method too, with like my kids' artwork and paperwork, where it feels more like a curated museum than an archive. It starts with an archive, like we keep everything because everything is the most special in the moment. But even things that like I get for, you know, like after you get babies, you get like gifts from people in the mail or whatever it is that you get when you have a new baby. And I always have like these piles of stuff that I'm like, this is so special. And I keep it all. And then I'll go through it like a year or two later. And I'm like, why did I keep any of this? Like, I don't even remember what this is.
For sure. It happens often. So I appreciate you being here and sharing this information. And I hope people feel inspired to start decluttering their homes and making spaces in a way that feels really good to them. I mean, this is the time, this is spring cleaning. This is when we do those kinds of things and generally feel pretty good about it. And don't feel bad in any way, shape, form, or fashion if you are not in a place to make that happen, or you're in a place where you need support from a professional like Krista, who does this. So reach out to her, reach out for anyone to just get support if you're in that place and make yourself and your life feel that much easier. I promise you it's very well worth it. And it's almost like a lifestyle, right? It's really how we approach living and life. And it just feels good. That's why minimalism, and I say that in quotations, because that's not necessarily what I am, right? But I subscribe to the idea, and it's growing in our world, and we're hearing more about it because it simply does work and it does feel good. And it's a new way of living a more simple life. I encourage it.
And if you do it that way, it makes it so that you can feel the way that you want to feel, and you can connect with your family the way that you want to connect, or with your spouse or your friends or literally anything. It can be very supportive.
Thank you so much for being here, Krista. Where can everyone find you?
Yeah. So if you just go to motherhoodsimplified.com, you'll find everything on there. You'll find the Facebook group. If you like Facebook group, there's about 40,000 moms right now decluttering together every day. There's the podcast, there's courses, there's a blog, whatever you prefer, however you prefer to learn, you can find it there. You can join the communities, and we would love to have you.
Thank you so much, Krista. I really appreciate your time. And of course, those links are going to be available to you in the podcast show notes. Enjoy.
Hey, thank you so much.
Love this episode? Let us know by leaving an amazing review. Your support is everything. Want more? Head over to postpartumu.com. That's postpartum, the letter U.com, and explore how we support moms like you in holistic whole body healing that's specific for the unique needs of mamas in the years postpartum. See you there.